staff of parliament, the support service of SCOF. You are welcome. I'm not sure, Alan, if officials from Treasury are here. If they are here in the platform, they are also welcome. We'll have to start with our meeting because we have got a very busy day today. I'm not sure if in our committee we don't have members who are debating this afternoon or tomorrow so that they have enough time to go and prepare. We'll right away go to the report and then focus on the hold on. I think we'll go straight to observations. Can you fly the report, Alan? Yeah. We'll skip introduction. I hope members have read overview by the ministry, overview of National Treasury, overview of SARS, overview of South African Reserve Bank. We'll skip those. Overview of Prudential Authority, Auditor General's report. We dealt with that last week. And then observations and recommendations. How many are the 28? Yeah, let's go to observations and recommendations. 12.1. Alan, you will assist me with members who are in the public platform who want to make, who want to ask questions or make comments. 12.1.
Chair, just sorry from my side, because I'm sharing screen, I don't see all the icons, so I can't see if a member raises the hand. So maybe just mute your chip off, who can assist with that concern.
Mr. Tebo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Entad.
Okay, good to hear from you. And the rest of the team here, hey, you see this thing of virtual. We can't even see faces of our colleagues from Parliament.
Yes, they are here.
We made
research and content advice.
Okay. Good morning, guys. We miss you. COVID has dealt with us. We are in isolation. Well, let's find a solution. Dr. Sope, where are the scientists?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning. Good morning, members.
Where are your colleagues, the scientists, to get the solution in your COVID? You are born with 7-7. Why did they spend 10 years at the university and they can't find something which you can't even see?
Hey, it's difficult, Chair.
Why are we paying for CSIR, though, then?
Yeah.
No,
sir, they're doing their best, I say.
What are they doing, you know? We're spending on the CSIR.
Otherwise, why was it picked up that the vaccine that we had ordered is not going to be able to deal with the current wave?
They are good at the regulations, but not at the innovation.
Come on.
Well, just regulate us, they're on. We can't innovate, we can't come up with any new thing. So, bona kunzima kanjani. Asafumana namandongomani lapha eGood Hope, no.
Hey, Meneer, the after Meneer from the what do you call it?
Yeah.
The FF Plus is going to say you want peanuts. You want to go and eat.
Peanuts, yeah. Vessels is my friend. He doesn't have problems. Akbara Vessels is a good person. He's a predicant. We are done with 12.1. Oh, you are back, Honorable Noxie. In the meantime, Honorable members, I've got something quickly to deal with here in the House. It's not a big thing. I will request Honorable Abraham to chair. Honorable Abraham, we are straight at the general observations and recommendations of the portfolio committee. So we're at 12.1. So you'll be chairing in the meantime. I'll come back in a few minutes. Over to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Chair. I will do that. Members, I take it that for the first recommendation and observation, which is 12.1, we do not have anything to say. But I thought it was quite a long observation. Hey, Zakeli, is there no way that it can be shortened? Is it okay the way it is?
I don't know. You can make a suggestion.
Okay, members, how do you feel? Are you okay with it as it stands?
All right, we are okay.
Okay, sure. Thank you so much. Let's go then to 12.2. 12.2, yes.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yes.
Thank you. 12.3. Okay, so in 12.2, we're talking about positive audit outcomes, and we are mentioning the others in 12.4. Okay, let's go to 12.4. Okay, let's move on, other members. To 12.5. I hope we are all here. By all means, honorable members.
We are. Come.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, honorable Mabiletsa. Yeah. Okay. They're proceeding by the minister. Uh-huh. Okay. If there's anything on page, if there's nothing on 12.5, let's go to 12.6. Mm-hmm. 12.6. 12.7.
On 12.6, Chair, the recommendation is that the Minister of Finance submits a written report in 30 days after the adoption of the report by the National Assembly. I wonder if members feel that that time frame is enough. Is it 30 days or 60 days? Do the members feel that the 30 days is enough?
Yeah, I didn't say anything wrong with that. Because look, in the interim, the other vacancies that are being advertised hopefully will be filled. So we want the essence of what the vacancies are in the department. Members, how do you feel about the 7 days?
Of course, the portfolio, yes.
Come again, Sahel, I didn't get that.
This recommendation is on the portfolio of finance, not necessarily the department only, but all the other entities where there are vacancies.
Yes, which makes the 30 days fair enough. Yeah. Thank you. Do members want to comment on that?
I think 30 days is fairly enough time, you know, because they've been there, 30 days is fine.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Madulesa. We move to 12.7.
Chairperson, it's Honourable George here. My hand was up. Just, may I say something on this number 12.7?
Okay, members should feel free to speak because I cannot see the hand from where I'm sitting. Go ahead, Honourable George.
Thank you. This is a very important paragraph. I mean, it says in the, I think it's the second, the last sentence, is therefore regrettable that some entities in this portfolio were found to be non-compliant with such basic prescripts, etc. I mean, yes, of course it's regrettable, but I think that should be stronger. The wording should be stronger. It is unacceptable that there are these problems and that action needs to be taken. I think we've been talking about this for a very long time, and I mean, regret it over and over again, but nothing gets better. So I think we should say it is unacceptable and action should be taken. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I think that's also fair enough, because in our interaction with National Treasury, we did raise the issue of consequences for wrongdoing. So I think it's fair to say it is unacceptable, and we need to see consequences. Thank you for that, Honorable George. Let's go to 12.8. I hope you will be correcting that as we go along. 12.8. We again here raise the issue of consequence management, and as a committee we commit to follow up on it. Members?
It's fine. All right.
Okay. 12.9. Point 10. Okay. 12.11.
long one.
You want to quickly summarize what it entails, Zakhele, so that if it has a few issues on it, then we can separate it into two or three different issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this one is talking about the finding of the AG on the PIC. Basically, it summarizes what the AG found, that it found instances of non-compliance with policies, guidelines, and procedures relating to assets under management at the PIC. And then those non-compliance issues were basically the identification and monitoring of politically exposed persons and the inadequate collateral management system and justification of assumptions when companies that the PIC invests in are evaluated. So which means there's no customer, there's no due diligence information that is provided in those justifications. So then after that, after summarizing that, then it says that the committee met with the PIC on 2 December. Although it was getting a briefing on the Mphathi Commission, this issue came up of these audit outcomes that they had improved a bit, although there were some findings, especially on the assets under management. But what the PIC told the committee is that these were matters that were coming from the previous years. And then it makes a recommendation that the committee urges the PIC board and the management to ensure that the PIC implements robust investment processes and also enhances the monitoring of compliance with procurement prescripts. After that, then it says the committee will continue, because the committee has always been meeting with the PIC over the years. It will continue to heighten its oversight over the PIC and follow up on the implementation of the Mphathi Commission reports and its recommendations, and also highlight that there are still some outstanding issues when it comes to the PIC. Particularly the PIC Amendment Bill, which was passed by Parliament in 2019, that is currently awaiting signature from the President since then.
Okay.
So, but that focus is mainly on the PIC only and the issue.
Honorable members, as you will note, in this paragraph, a lot of other things that you are doing with PIC are noted, and to present in this report is the issues of non-compliance with policies by PIC and so on. I just want to satisfy myself, honorable members, that we are content with the paragraph as it stands, so that we do not make it cumbersome per se, but also avoid not presenting some critical issues that need presenting. Just want to pick the members' thoughts on that. Do we leave it as it is? Or do we find a way of referring to a document that will talk to the other things that we are mentioning here? Honorable members? Okay. Let's move to 12.12 then. Yeah, these are the kinds of observations and findings I like, brief and to the point. That's 12.12. Thank you. Let's go to 12.13. Members? Just and a typo error there in the second line, the second line of 12.13. Have you seen it?
Yes, I see it now, yes.
Sure. Okay, sure. Thank you. Okay, there we go. 30 days again, which is sufficient. 12.14. Another typo in the first line there. Repetition of that. Yeah, I think this point on the percentage of disability personnel in the department was raised, and we're hoping for improvement. You can pass that, very clear. There's quite a lot of briefings that we are recommending, and I hope, Ellen, we're taking note so that indeed we do follow up on those, eh? 12.15. Okay. The problem with 12.16 is that we are not giving the department any time frame in terms of expediting them.
On that, it's difficult to give time frames because this is a long-standing issue. Since 2014, National Treasury has promised to bring this bill to Parliament, and so I don't know if you put any kind of timeline when you have waited since 2014 for this. I don't know what to say. this is part of legislation that we're gonna bring to Parliament. This is part of every year when they present their annual performance plan or the strategic plan, they always promise that it's going to come. But in the previous year, then they said it was out for public comment and so on. So it's just that the committee has always put it in its report that we need this public procurement bill because of the challenges that are there in the system.
Why don't you then add something about them reporting progress to the committee in 7 days? What do other members think on it? Because if we keep saying we've been waiting, waiting and waiting, then we will keep waiting. So I think they need to report progress.
I agree, Chairperson.
Thank you so much for that. Let's just edit it in that fashion. And 12.17, I remember. Okay, that's for noting. 12.18. So this was this was always the cry of the Honorable Karim. Yeah. This financial sector it's one of those things that are not coming. Yeah. Okay, let's proceed to SARS. 12.19. Honourable member. Okay, I think in 12.19, we're just noting. 12.20, honourable member. Good news, eh? 12.20 is good news in favor of SARS. 12.21. Okay. Can we pass on our members? To 12.22. We'll see in the budget what the minister's response is to the committee recommendation on increasing SARS budget. 12.22. Any other comment, honourable members? Another long one, but then it includes various other departments, so it's understandable. Any comments on other members on this one? Okay, let's move to 12.24. 12/25. Okay, that one is nice and brief. Then we come to sub and prudential authority. I'm sorry. Hmm. 12/26. Honourable members. The last one, honorable members, I will need you to say something on 12/28. And on the rest of the other observations and recommendations. As we comment on 12/28, honorable members, I wish to also
urge members. It's honorable yes. George here.
Yes, honorable George. I recognize you.
Chairperson.
Yes. Honorable George, you can speak.
Your line seems to be a bit choppy, or maybe it's mine. I just wanted to say on that, the last, the committee believes that there's still regulatory and monetary policy space for the Saab to provide more relief as circumstances require. I'm not sure that we should be commenting about what this Reserve Bank should be doing with interest rates, because it is an independent institution. I mean, obviously, we would believe that they would act in the best interests of the value of the rand and growth, etc. But I'm not sure that we should be saying that what we think they should be doing, that there's still regulatory and monetary space. I think that is quite open. But we should be cautious not to be treading into that field. And that's my opinion. So I would leave out the last sentence. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. What is the view of other members?
I agree with Honorable George.
Yes. All right, sure. We can get rid of the last sentence, the Kele, and just leave the comment as it is until the functioning of the South African market. Full stop. Okay, honourable members, any comments on the recommendations and observations generally? Because now we've come to the end of it. And anything that members feel has been left out? Professor? Another
vessel,
you want to say something?
No, Chairperson. I think it's a reflection of everything, and it covers everything at this stage.
That is discussed. Okay. All right. I think at this point, a mover for the report because we are considering it. Right, Alan? So we need to adopt it, to own it. Is that correct?
Yes, a mover and seconder.
Thank you. Can we get a mover to support the report that we just tabled? Honourable member? Yes, Honourable John?
I would like to reserve the position of the DA, Chair. Thank you.
The position of the DA is reserved. Honourable Mabileson?
I move for adoption of the report, Chairperson.
Any seconder for the adoption?
I'm back, seconded.
You saved the date. Yeah, the report nearly didn't have a second.
Yeah.
Your friend, Honorable Vessels, has sold you out,
Jefferson.
Your friend.
Vessels,
put in the open. That was close. Thank you so much, Jefferson. I will give over.
Where are the young ones? I don't see
Kosana.
I don't see
Zanen.
Murolong
is there, I see.
Murolong has a problem of connection inside Reineck. Do you know where South Reineck is?
Yo, I'm telling you, because if Murolong was properly logged in, then we wouldn't have the problem just ahead.
But who's Zanel stays in the
Kenny?
He says one of audio challenges up on the chat.
Oh shame. Okay. Sam, would you kindly close the meeting now that you're back? Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Honorable Abram, for holding on when I was attending to something else here in the house. And thanks very much, Honorable Members, for having attended the meeting and adopted the report. And we note the reservation of the DA. The report has been adopted. Item 4, Alan, before closure, are there announcements? That tomorrow we are having a meeting to adopt the minute.
That's great.
Hello,
Chair. Yes, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, tomorrow is the adoption of minutes. I'll be sending my share of the minutes in the next half an hour. To Boko, we'll send the others. Also request from the House Chairperson through my manager Advocate Tao is that the committee adopts minutes at least once a week. So that's either the following Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever would be easier for the committee. So with your permission, Chair, maybe just set 5 to 10 minutes aside just to adopt minutes of the previous week going forward.
Okay. No. With that, the last item, the meeting is officially closed. See you in the afternoon in the Sona debate. Thanks.